it's 7:39, Tom and Laura, after the election, the primary election 2014, we're joined by Lubbock County Republican Chair Carl Tepper to give us a little insight and play-by-play on his take on WhatsApp.
Good morning. Was there an election yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, here locally, I think everybody's pretty much dialed in. I guess the biggest winner here locally was Charles Perry with an amazing, 74% of the vote?
I've never seen that. Usually that's an also-ran type of number. Steve Massengale, certainly a real candidate. I mean, he's president of the school board, and he's got a thriving business, been around for a while, and...
Families out of Lubbock?
Was that a statement, or I don't know. That was an amazing, it's just a whomping. I'm sorry, don't call me and complain. It's just a political analysis. That was an amazing whomping.
Do you think the talking dog hurt Massengale?
This is almost sensitive talk about. The baby ad did not help.
Right.
At all.
Yeah.
And they kept running it. You think after a week or two of really bad feedback.
Well, I was listening to what people were saying about those ads, you know, the dog one where the dog was talking and of course the one about their child, their daughter. And that is a terrible thing for a couple to go
sure.
through, for a little baby to have such issues. But what I heard people say was, how does that make me want to vote for him? That was not an issue.
You know, Laura, a lot of people had thought the little girl had passed.
Oh, really?
And so, I had heard that a lot.
Wow.
That was, I'm not sure who the consultants were and you know, ultimately the candidate has to choose, but.
Right. I think they're a great family. I think he's a great
sure.
guy.
No, he's a really nice guy.
I think maybe that they just kind of missed the issues that people wanted to hear about. Maybe.
Yeah. I kind of have, you know, just some thoughts about this. I think in general, what you have is the public across the board does not really have very much empathy when it comes for people that are in the public sector.
Well, there's also, okay, Tommy, there's the argument that, you know, I always have mixed emotions when people say, well, it's my public service, you know, I become mayor or state rep. You know, it's really an honor to do that stuff.
Right.
I mean, to me, public service is delivering meals on wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't say service.
It's not exactly.
That's what
his campaign was saying, though.
Like, right,
this is my. I'm going to give back to the community. Well, you know, getting a lot of steak dinners in Austin is not exactly service to a community. You know, it's sort of a different level. It's not like you're humping the mountains in Afghanistan or something, going after the Taliban. So I never appreciated that argument that this is my so-called public service to give back to the community. It is giving back in a certain aspect, but. Give me a break. It's also an honor, and that's why you're running for it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Chair, will be back in just a minute, 7:42. Good morning. It's 7:46 with Tom and Laura. Carl Tepper in the house, Lubbock County Republican Chair. Now, let's take a quick trip around our city, the county, and the state, and get your take on everything.
Okay. Hit me. What do you want to do first?
Oh, it's just
District 19 congressional.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I predicted 65% for Randy Neugebauer. Although Don May ran a great race, he was out there, did what he needed to do. He needed to be a little further out. And when you're going to unseat,
when you say further out, early on.
Early on, thank you. When you listen, everyone, if you want to try to unseat an incumbent, you have to have that one issue, one, maybe two, but one issue you can grab onto that's going to reverberate with the voters. In a lot of communities, it's, I don't know, smoking bans, gun control in the Northeast. But you have to find that one issue that you can grab onto and just use that to take that incumbent down. And I can't remember what the issue was to replace Randy.
Yeah, I think basically it was just like, put me in there, this is what I'm going to do. And it was more of what I'm going to do on a day-to-day basis, like I'm going to be on the floor. I think we interviewed Don on and he said that, you know, he could have 7 minutes on the floor of the House every single day.
Yeah, he said he was going to talk more. I'm not sure that's what we want to hear from a politician. That's going to drag me out. I'm going to talk. I'm going to give 7 minutes every day, and I'm going to give speeches over speeches, And, you know, it's not really what we're looking
for. Okay, let's jump over to the Senate race. John Cornyn.
John was, Senator Cornyn was absolutely vulnerable, but there was no alternative. And as Steve Stockman was a sitting congressman, which usually equates to a real challenger, in this case, he's a little nutty.
What way?
He disappeared for a while during the campaign.
Never did find out where he was, did we?
I think they were trying to say Egypt or something. I don't know. Appalachian Trail when he was really, who knows? And there were a couple of other also-rans who didn't have the money to listen, folks, money isn't about the money. They don't put it in their pocket for the most part. You have to get on television statewide to get your message out. And that's what cost them. That's why they're raising all this money. So the last 2 weeks, you can get on television and radio, have a few direct mails, that sort of thing. That's why you need the money. And if you can't start out in a statewide race, I mean, you need at least $1 million to start. You know, you need $1 million to run for Congress, which is a limited district. So a statewide race, you really have to get out there and raise that money to get on television.
You got to get the money back. Okay.
You can go to forums all day long, 24/7. You're not going to reach, you know, a tiny percentage of the voters.
Relatively speaking, up and down the ballot, just in general, how did the Tea Party do? Statewide.
How about this? It's Ted Cruz all the time now. He's completely changed the dynamics of the Republican Party primary. Ken Paxton is in a runoff with Dan Branch, and honestly, probably shouldn't be. But Ted Cruz liked him, said really nice things about him, and I think there's some kind of controversy whether it was really an endorsement or not. But Ted Cruz said really nice things about it. It played on the air very well, and that's it. And Ken Paxton catapulted past Barry Smitherman, who was an excellent candidate, and he's in a runoff now.
All right. Well, you know, if you look at Breitbart.com, it says up and down the ballot, Tea Party conservatives in Lone Star State had strong showing in Tuesday's Republican primary. And U.S. Senator Ted Cruz proved that his support means life or death in the GOP.
Yeah, if he gives you the nod, that's really good news for you right now. But people are fickle. Things can change quickly.
Yeah.
But right now, he is the lead of the Republican Party in the United States, period.
Anything that just...
A frightening thought.
anything
that's
that...
That's the Democrats are scared to death. He is our, you know, Barack Obama now. You loved Barack and everything he said. We love Ted Cruz and everything he says.
Now, is there anything, relatively speaking, that just gets your goat that, you know, makes you itch about this primary season?
I had a long interview with the New York Times that did not make it into the New York Times, but I think we overreached with some of the immigration talk. Especially statewide candidates who, it's a federal issue.
Right.
That was a little annoying to me. Dan Patrick did come up with things that the state can do, which is, you know, the free tuition goes away or the in-state tuition, things like that, free health care. But nevertheless, it's really a national federal issue. Now, the polls were all showing that the biggest things Republicans in Texas were concerned about was immigration. So they tried to translate that into the statewide races, but I think it was a little disingenuous. They really don't have a lot to do with it.
Right. Hey, it's 7:51. Good morning. We're going to continue with Carl Tepper, Lubbock County Republican Chair. Take a look at the precinct conventions tomorrow night. That's coming up next. Good morning. It's 7:57. Collins and Mack on Wednesday, the morning after the primary election. Wendy Davis, 79%, Madrigal 21. I don't know where Madrigal came from. Who's Madrigal? I was telling Laura earlier, I hadn't heard of the word Madrigal since the Madrigal dinners in December.
The Democratic leadership has been amazingly dictatorial in their choosing of their candidates. They just don't want any competition for their anointed ones. By the way, as Republicans, we have anointed ones too. I'm trying to be a political analyst here, not partisan on this opinion, but it doesn't bode well for party building when they do that. So they just won't let anyone else run for governor or lieutenant governor, and they have their selections. And they want their people to save the money for the November election. I get that, but on the other hand, it just seems so dictatorial in how they And then they complain about turnout for their primary. Well, why would they bother turning out? Everyone's been selected already.
Yeah, good point there. Mm-hmm. I just kind of think that, you know, when it comes to putting people up like that and juxtaposing a candidate against more candidates, like I think probably the reason why, and I don't get, because I thought a lot of people were, you know, really pissed about Cornyn, and not happy with him. But the thing is, there were so many people in the race, but it makes you look. You know, sure, what I'm saying? It makes you look harder.
It gives some excitement. You have, by the way, some of these also rans in the Cornyn race. Ken Cope and a couple of other guys, you know, they went around the state and motivated some people. So, I think it's healthier for the party to have more people.
Yeah, I went to the Stovall thing.
That's right, the Stovall. All right. He was really starting to gain some traction. If he had started earlier,
yeah,
you never know what might have happened.
Well, I will tell you this. I mean, and, you know, we'll see how this plays out with, what's his name, Steve Stockman, you know, the ethics charges and all that stuff. And it's pretty damning. You know, if it plays out like it is alleged to play out, I mean, somebody's probably going to be in trouble.
He was sniffed out by the party, people who want to protect the party. And they knew he was not the most positive thing as a challenger for John Cornyn.
Yeah.
So, by the way, I'm one of those who, yes, people, don't call me. I'm annoyed with John Cornyn, too. But I don't think it was worth dropping him at this point.
Okay, real quick, before we run out of time, let's preview the precinct conventions tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at 6 p.m., get there about 5:30 to check in. Your neighborhoods will get together, the Republicans in your neighborhood, and discuss the resolutions to build a platform and select the delegates to go to the county convention.
How do they find out where they're meeting? Go to your website?
Yes, go to the website, Evans Middle School. Okay, just be there at about 5:30, and we'll pray and pledge and break out into school circles for your precinct.
Okay, Carl Tepper, thanks for being with us this morning.